Hello, friends. This is Brian Little, the host of the Your Favorite Blockhead podcast, available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And you know, for the longest time as a podcaster, the question was always asked, how do you get sponsors to come to the table and promote their brands on your show? And I never had a great answer for you. Until now, that has been resolved with Podcorn.com, the online marketplace where sponsors and podcasters can come together and collaborate on your show. Everything from topical discussions to guest interviews to giveaways and contests, or you could do a host read pre-roll, mid-roll, or post-roll for your show for the brand that is willing to come onto your show. Get onto podcorn.com, sign up, send over your RSS link just so they know which platform you're using, and then you can start promoting your pitch to sponsors on podcorn.com. You can also follow yourfavoriteblockhead.com/blog. Every week on the blog, you will see the links for the show, and you will see podcorn.com. Or you can just use the internet itself and start learning more about how getting sponsors to come to the table and talk with you. That's Podcorn, PODCORN.com. Changing the game, podcasts, and for sponsors to finally collaborate. That is Podcorn.com. Sign up today. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to Your Favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. I appreciate all of you in the Blockhead Nation that are coming back to listen to this week's episode, and it has been suggested by more than one source that I would just go, quote, from the hip. But in a way, I'm going to share this in a different light. But the first thing I can say, as you heard, we have a actual new sponsor for this podcast. It's an exciting day to finally be able to say this. And this is for all podcasters that are listening or those who have been fighting the anxiety to finally push record. Podcorn.com is the way to go to be able to get sponsors to come to the table. You worry about your content, you build your brand, you build your audience. You want to worry about monetization if you're ready to that point. Podcorn.com is the way to go, and it's already part of the show. But also, there are so many others that have been associated with this podcast as it's continued to grow. First and foremost, Blockhead is a changed person thanks to RideWithDanUSA.com. You'll find that in the notes for the blog. Anytime you come to this show, I always tell you, go to yourfavoriteblockhead.com/blog. You will see the audio. You will see the affiliate and sponsor disclosure. You'll be able to see where RideWithDanUSA.com is. You'll see Podcorn.com. You'll see Yogi's Podcast Network. Proud to be a part of the Yogi's Podcast Network. It's been quite a thrilling ride. They're officially at episode number 300 for the Nightly Rant. Be tuning into that soon. The Dose Leprechauns Podcast, always blessed to be part of that group. Jason and Nate are just killing it in the podcasting world. Even though Notre Dame football might have come to a screeching halt at this point, doesn't matter. They are still covering many wide varieties of sports, especially anything that's Notre Dame athletics. Check out my buddy Nathan Hendricks. He's starting a show called Halo Diehards. Actually, he's already started it, but he's got at least two episodes out. So I'll be putting links up for him as well. Just been an interesting ride, guys. It's been a lot of fun. And in many ways, when people listen to my show, in a way they go, okay, so you kind of do what the Joe Rogan Experience does. The superpower that is Joe Rogan, okay? When you look at the top podcast to be reckoned with, there's no dispute that he's always in the top five or the top three. And yes, he would very much be considered a niche podcast, and that's what this one would be too. And when it comes to how much of a competition I am with him, I can merely laugh, but I can tell you that if you think about other podcasts like this, yeah, there's not so much competition in podcasting. We're more of a community. We're more of a really a brotherhood. I reached out to Pod Houston not too long ago, and I'm finally going to meet some of the gentlemen. I'm going to meet the gentleman known as Ozeal. So I'm hitting the wrong effects tonight. That's just sad. Why would I go back and edit this? I don't even care anymore. But point being that there are people from Pod Houston that I'll finally get to connect with this year when I go to the podcast movement in August. So if some of y'all are listening to this show, hearing me fumble my way through it, then you're welcome to come join me in August and tell me what a terrible host I am. We can definitely sit down and discuss that over a cup of coffee if you'd like. But, you know, it's just one of those we're not really competing against each other. If you're treating someone like a prospect, it's not long before they're going to turn and go the other way. I'm out. But there have always been competitors. You know, there's going to be the Yankees versus the Red Sox, the Israelis versus the Palestinians, you know, Coke versus Pepsi. But really, I wasn't much of a video game player, but before the time period came for all the Xboxes, all the PlayStations, the two competitors, some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. The international juggernaut was Nintendo. No ifs, ands, or buts. But then all of a sudden, in the early 90s, there is this company known as Sega Genesis. And they are run by competitors in, if you don't know this, they're a Japanese company. So if you wonder, it's almost like in Back to the Future 3, Doc, all the best stuff comes from Japan. But, you know, if you want to be so Americanized and act like everything in America is just so star-spangled awesome, you've been playing with global interdependence if you are a Sega Genesis fan anyway, from Jump Street. But the story of that, you have a guy that comes over from Mattel that knows nothing about video game consoles, and next thing you know, you have the really a knockdown dragout between Sega and Nintendo that goes well on into the 90s. Y'all know too well what I'm talking about. And in the past, I've talked about how Sega Genesis was my console. And if I had to align myself with just one, that would probably be the way that I would go. There's a movie coming out this year. I think it's Sonic the Hedgehog. Interested in checking that out, too. I'm wondering if Knuckles is going to be in it somewhere. But nonetheless, the story of that is, am I ever going to be the caliber that is Joe Rogan? No. I can't go in and copy somebody else's style, just like they say in Cool Runnings. If we walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican, then we better bobsled Jamaican. If I'm going to come on you to you and promise you that I'm going to talk about the Peanuts comic strip, which is the single most successful and longest-running comic strip in American history, bar none, and tell you that one of the dreams of the blockhead is to be able to one day take the little redhead girl out to Santa Rosa and go to the Charles Schulz Museum. That's really the biggest thing we have on the horizon at this point. So many things that are my dream have already been, they've already come to fruition on this show. You've already got first sponsor, been part of affiliate marketing for a while, been building the brand, building the audience, helping others along the way, seeing their show succeed, getting a chance to be on Dallas On Air with the Jedi Master. I mean, to look back over the last 4 years, it's been a phenomenal ride. And we always come right back here together, and we pick up where we left off. It's the way it is with my best friend, Minister of Sound. If you're listening to this tonight, you know very well what I'm talking about. We always pick up right where we left off. And to the best of my ability, that's what we plan on doing with this show, is picking up right where we left off. But when it comes to the Sega Genesis of podcasting, then the juggernaut would be the Joe Rogan Experience and other niche podcasts that are out there. But I guess it just comes down to, if there was ever a time that I needed the Blockhead Nation, I mean, we could sit here and say that I need listeners. I don't need anything. I hope you don't hear that as condescending, but I don't need for you guys to listen and download every week. I appreciate it when you do. I don't need for people to go and purchase affiliate products that I have the pleasure of working with the merchant. I mean, I appreciate that. It's very cool to see that, you know, I get a small commission, but you get a discount, and there's a sale made specifically for the small to mid-sized company that I'm working with. That is a good feeling to know that it's a win all the way around.
the Bermuda Triangle of accomplishment all in itself. But that really isn't, it's not something that I need. I don't need for you guys to share or subscribe or things. I appreciate it when you do. Anybody that has a podcast would. But I can tell you, if there's one thing that I do need from the Blockhead Nation, it's if I'm going to somehow pull off most innovative podcast of 2020 and the Discover Pods Awards, what I'm going to need is your votes. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since this was the suggestion just to go from the hip tonight and be able to just go with whatever is on my plate, just to say, okay, if you're going to help me win most innovative podcast, now I'll tell you, for best sports, then consider either Dos Leprechauns or Halo Diehards. Now, granted, Dos Leprechauns has a long following, and hey, Nathan Hendricks will appreciate the fact that he's even recommended for best sports podcast of 2020. That'd be nice to see. You want to talk about government, I'll send you to Yogi's Podcast Network. Choose the Nightly Rant or Liberty Reveal or something like that. That's perfectly fine. But the goal over here is, if I'm going to make most innovative podcast for the awards for Discover Pods of 2020, it is up to the Blockhead Nation to make that happen. So the Sega Genesis of podcasting is saying, if I'm going to go against the juggernaut that is the Joe Rogan Experience, the Nintendo, in this little competition, then I need for you guys to go to the blog page and go to the Discover Pods link that's there for the awards and to vote for yours truly when the polls open up. Now, I think they might already be there. They may not. But if you come back to me and go, Blockhead, it's not there, well, go figure. But when those polls open, that's runny, and I do need the Blockhead Nation if that goal is going to be attained. Now, if it doesn't, then we just go back to the drawing board and we scratch that and we move on to the next segment. But as we do that, consider checking out my friends over at shop.sega.com. That encapsulates what I said about the Sega Genesis that this podcast is. This website has t-shirts, phone cases, bags, wallets, coffee mugs, collectibles that display all your favorite Sega Genesis memories, from Sonic the Hedgehog to Streets of Rage and more, even the Sega Dreamcast. You can find all that apparel if you check out the blog page for this podcast. See for yourself at the Sega Shop. That's shop.sega.com. Now, I have to give credit on what I'm going to discuss when it comes to the world of MMA tonight. But before I do that, our scripture of the day comes from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, really, if you look at this in context, then the Apostle Paul is really referring to the work of salvation. Before I start saying this is working unto him, this is more of from justification through our ultimate glorification for the one that is our Lord and Savior. This is a work that God has accomplished for us and is faithfully working in us until the day that his Son returns in all of his glory. So there's a podcast that I found that's on The Athletic, and it's called The Gross Point Blank with a guy named Josh Gross. And when it comes to tonight's main event, this man said it better than I could have. I could have pulled out my cheap fodder and I could have just displayed any kind of thoughts I have about Dominic Reyes and about where does he encapsulate who the current day MMA fighter is versus the unstoppable John Jones. But Josh Gross said it best. There is a expectation level here that's just beyond anything that could happen in the fight, because try to hypothetically just imagine tomorrow morning that John Jones has been dethroned, that the new champion is Dominic Reyes. Team Quest is going nuts because, yes, the two men that have been on this podcast, Smiling Sam Alvey and Coach Joe Daddy Stevenson, are going to be beside themselves tomorrow morning if and when, or if we can all speculate at this point, Dominic Reyes dethrones John Jones. Because if you think about it, I could have said earlier when I'm talking about the Yankees versus the Red Sox, the Israelis versus the Palestinians, I could have said John Jones versus John Jones. Thank you to those who get that. But most of you, unless you're an MMA fan, you don't know what I'm talking about. The only person that's defeated John Jones is John Jones. Think about that for a minute. Why can't I take him out of the number two slot
on the best MMA fighters of all time, aka MMA champs, really. I can't do that until he has actually been defeated inside of the cage. There's only been one that's been controversial, which is Matt Hamill. But other than that, and then there's the no contest, but we saw very well that John Jones did beat Daniel Cormier inside of the cage. Nobody's been able to beat him inside of the cage. Outside of the cage, John is his own worst enemy. It's embarrassing. It makes the sport harder to defend, but he's still unbeaten. Just hypothetically for a minute, the expectation level that this is at, try to imagine Dominic Reyes being the one. Now, if we look at Santos, the one that last fought, Thiago was actually finding one of his, quote, weaknesses. I don't know if it was really a weakness, but he certainly was chopping him down, using those leg kicks, almost able to bring John Jones to his knees. Couldn't quite get the job done. Does Dominic Reyes have something else up his sleeve? Just like Conor McGregor, you can only get those kind of shoulder strikes one time in a fight. Is there something that we're not expecting here? Is there something that Team Quest has concocted for tonight? The speculation level is so high. But these are all points that are made by Josh Gross, and I have to give credit where it's due. Now, if you want to go into the other organization, that is Bellator MMA, now I could just go ahead and say, because sometimes people just ask me, Blockhead, who are some fighters that you don't like? And too often that's an easy answer when it comes to MMA or when it comes to overall time. I can say right now, I've never liked Tito Ortiz. I appreciate him carrying the flagship of the early Zuffa days, but I never said that I liked the guy and never will. It's very hard for me to even like John Jones. There are other fighters I can say that I don't like. It's not that I don't like Conor McGregor, but I can't jump on the bandwagon for him. I can't deny the ultimate force that he is in the sport. But if there's one guy that I can point to and say that I don't like in Bellator MMA, it is Brent Primus. Brent Primus. For those who happen to be listening to this podcast, I don't care what the repercussions are at this point, because nobody's going to violate my First Amendment. I simply don't like you. You recently had another fight, and of course, I can remember all too well, there was a point where you said when you fought Michael Chandler that he didn't want any of your stand-up, but it sure looks to me like Tim Wilde was able to drop you, so in other words, you didn't want any of Tim Wilde's stand-up, so you go to submission, which I understand that part too, but as you get up and you celebrate your win, I noticed that you put one finger to your lips. I noticed somebody else who did that too. Unoriginal thinking one-on-one, that's Amanda Nunes' move. She did that when she hushed Ronda Rousey. And then I look back on all of your accomplishments and all of the ways you displayed yourself, whether it's on the mic, inside the cage, how you handled your win at Madison Square Garden against Michael Chandler. I can simply just look at it. If you want to find someone, Blockhead Nation, if you want to get behind me, fine. If you don't, I'm not going to deny the fact the athlete that he is and well-founded in the submission game and his Brazilian jiu-jitsu, I'm not going to go against that. But Brent Primus, I simply don't like you. So if there's going to be three of them that I can throw out right now, I guess it's those three. Your favorite Blockhead doesn't like Tito Ortiz. Your favorite Blockhead doesn't like and has a hard time swallowing the pill that is John Jones. And when it comes to Bellator MMA, Brent Primus, I do not like you at all. Now, do I wish harm on your career? Do I wish for your world to come crashing down? Do I think that you're a house of cards? No. But if you want to ask me this question, then we're coming out with it, aren't we? And there you go. My opinion is my opinion. Those that have been following the Blockhead Nation for a while, you have the Sega Genesis that's coming forward and stepping out with somewhat of an unorthodox style. You can count on that from this particular podcast. So yeah, I'm going to stick with my niche. I'm going to stick with the what has led me to this point and be unapologetically me. And I will definitely promote as many people as I can at this point just to make sure that that is covered. But would I love to wake up tomorrow morning and see Dominic Reyes holding the title? Sure. I can come back on next week and just say, oh, what a difference a day makes. But I can't do that because I already have a guest lined up. So last week we talked to the podcast doctor. This time we've got a very different show that's coming your way, similar to what you would find on the Joe Rogan Experience. And do I have a lot of work to even get close to the caliber that is Joe Rogan? Of course. The man's got a long ways ahead of me. He started back in, 2005 when the term podcast was first used? This is only year four for yours truly. But from the bottom of my heart, for those who have followed the trek from this point, instead of sitting back and going, oh, good grief, getting irritated with my technical setup, getting irritated with not every episode is going to be knocking it out of the park. Since I was asked to do one from the hip and just see where it goes, you know my alignment with Sega Genesis. You know my alignment with shop.sega.com. You know how I feel about all these other groups that I have associated myself with. And I've mentioned them many times before. I end with them, other than saying that I believe we can count on the fact that possibly Valentina Shevchenko is going to hang on to her title tonight. But other than that, if you want to try out MMA for the first time, check out my friends over at Century Martial Arts. 40 years in the making, Century Martial Arts has what you need for your MMA gear. Whether you're a black belt instructor or just a fitness enthusiast, check out my link for the podcast. And when you get your gear, when you go to checkout, make sure you use the promo code SAVE10. It's all you got to put, SAVE10, to get 10% off of your purchase from Century Martial Arts. And on that note, this has been your favorite blockhead. We will see you back with the very special guest that I have lined up for next week. Until that time, this has been your favorite blockhead, and we'll see you next time. Same blockhead time, same blockhead channel.